A very warm welcome to the Sunday weekend edition, broadcasting live from Monocle's worldwide headquarters at Midori House in central London with me, Jonathan Wheatley. We're about to take a relaxed look back at the week that was and glance forward at the week to come here on Monocle 24. We'll be browsing through some of the papers, listening to some great audio highlights, indulging in some previews and hearing some great global music. First, let's have the latest world news with Gwenon Edwards. Let's take a look now at what the papers have been saying today. Singapore's Sunday Times. And Gwen, you've got a story about President Putin from our Telegraph paper becoming more Western, it seems.
This is a story that we began covering.
Thank you very much. The Australia Telegraph from Sydney leads with the latest news about a man called Sean McNeill, which the paper says should have been jailed for up to 12 years in the past, but instead McNeill has never been sentenced to a stretch behind bars. Four times the courts have given him a second chance until his latest alleged victim, Daniel Christie, was left in a coma fighting for his life. McNeill's shocking criminal record, obtained through tendered court documents made available to the Sydney Daily Telegraph, reveals four assaults, including two of them on women, breaching two apprehended domestic violence orders, breaching a good behaviour bond through excessive drinking, possessing a knife and possessing drugs. The maximum penalty for common assault and breaching an AVO is 2 years behind bars, but the closest the judiciary came to getting tough on the muscle-bound labourer was the six-month suspended prison sentence imposed in 2009 for a Valentine's Day assault and breaching a domestic AVO. I thought our laws were lax in this country,
but
Australia's even worse, it seems.
And it's not clear why.
I've got some sweet stories to come now. We've got two and finally stories for you. The first is from Canada. As revellers rang in the new year, a mother in Ontario gave birth to twin girls in separate years. Lindsay Salguero was not due to give birth until the 19th of January, but Miss Salguero, who already has two boys, delivered the last baby in 2013 and the first of 2014 at a Toronto area hospital. Born 8 minutes apart, Gabriella arrived at 11:52 p.m., weighing 6 pounds and 16 ounces, while her younger sister, Sophia, was delivered 38 seconds after midnight at 5 pounds and 15 ounces. She added that the girls are healthy and doing well.
That's great.
And the other story, which I think is also incredible, from Australia, a woman left in a wheelchair after a car accident has been able to surf for the first time since being paralysed by taping herself onto the back of one of her son's friends.
Wow.
Pascal Honoré, who's 50, whose dreams of learning to surf were left in tatters after a car accident 18 years ago, found a way to make that dream become a reality. Her inspirational story has just won the Judges' Prize at the Epic Television Short Film Festival.
Oh, that's such a great story. She looks so happy.
Gwen, thank you very much, as always. We'll see you again in about 50 minutes for the latest news again. Let's have some music now. It's from Belgium, Aeroplane and Without Lies. There would be any artist. Now, you've got a very interesting story, again from the New York Times.
Yeah, well,
as you speak Welsh yourself, I gather that their suggestions for New Year's resolutions include learning Welsh.
Well, I wanted to kick off, really, because, you know, where...
Thank you, Gwyneth. Well, no news would end without a funny story. No, you know me. If you're still recovering from your New Year hangover, spare a thought for petrol guzzler Brian Taylor. The hapless gas addict from Cleveland here in England has been caught yet again topping up on his favourite tipple from a garage near his home. Taylor ended up before the law on New Year's Eve for flouting an order banning him from all garage pumps. He was warned he faced jail if he nipped down to his local forecourt again. The serial offender loves nothing better than to have a sniff or drink of petrol before doing a little jig while high on fumes. His four-star thirst started on the 4th of February 2005. He then sneaked onto the same forecourt 51 times to steal fuel. He's attended meetings to beat the habit, but stank so strongly of petrol that he was deemed a fire hazard and kicked out. 9 years on, he's still getting tanked up. Teesside magistrates heard he was arrested after he went to two different petrol stations in Redcar, Cleveland, and he admitted two offences of breaching his ASBO. Taylor of Broughton, Cleveland, was given a 16-week prison sentence, suspended for 12 months and told to pay £120 in cost and a victim surcharge. And finally, magistrates said they were disappointed to see him back in court.
Do you know what? I've just had a fantastic thought.
Mm.
New Year's resolution. If you're trying to stop smoking, hang around him, because you'd never be able to smoke. You'd never be able to light up. You'd never be able to strike your match.
That's
blow
very
up.
Clever,
so,
Gwyneth.
Yeah.
And before I introduce the first song for this hour, can I just thank you for all your contributions during the Sunday weekend edition, because next week we have a different format. I believe we start at 8 o'clock in the morning, which means
earlier for you, isn't it?
Means I won't have my Sunday line. We may miss you because I think the programme finishes an hour before you come in.
Oh.
But thank you very much for all your contributions. They've really made the show fantastic. I know all of us here at Monocle are very grateful to you for your help. And on that note, sadly, we've got Sweden, Lisa Ekdahl and Vem Vet.
Du är en saga för god, för att vara sann.